Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you're just joining me, I am talking with Teresa Kemp, who is the owner of the South Carolina Wilds Heritage Center, and she's sharing with us the secret codes to the Underground Railroad quilts, those quilts that were kind of hidden in plain sight, if you've heard about that book. And she talks about what some of those symbols meant and what the codes meant. Now, let's pick up with where she's continuing to talk about as the slaves were going along the Underground Railroad trail and looking forward to reaching freedom.
It's been reported African people, slaves, could not be married.
Yeah.
But we know everybody jumps the broom.
Right, exactly.
So people were getting married all the time. I'm a little baffled by that one. Building a log cabin. Now, some places they use this to say, pack your bags as a suitcase, get ready to go. But in Canada, as much land as you cleared, you owned that land. So some people, my mom said, were still on slavery time hours. One man cleared 600 acres of land, and they leased it back to the government. Most of the time they died, their heirs didn't know. So we do help people to trace things to go back, because the Native American lands are being reverted back to Native American descendants, and the lands by early or former slaves, that land, the lease is up. Some of it's downtown Toronto, we found in my museum in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yes, history can pay. The Nine Patch Garden, in the Bible it says, let one, they divide a size of land into the block of nine. Nine is a sacred number in Africa, but used a lot for city planning in Africa and brought also here to America. So when looking for the Nine Patch Village or nine patch blocks of land and gardens done like this, we were looking where they let one piece of the land lie fallow and they rotated the crops according to biblical scripture. Mm-hmm. And we found that in the Moravian colony in North Carolina of Salem. So on our journey from Sullivan Island, mm-hmm. we wound all around. We had done research finding these locations and we went and interviewed historians. So the fan pattern, I actually have photos in the book you just saw, Keeper of the Fire, an Igbo metalsmith from Africa, where the fan pattern is cut into the chin, the forehead, the arms, and bodies of people. So it is an African symbol. It is not a civil, it is also a symbol created or a pattern during the Civil War, but this didn't start it. It started centuries ago, 3,000 in Africa.
I'm talking with Teresa Kemp, and she shares now what happens once people are freed. And she also shares her experience visiting Africa and becoming a queen in 2015, Queen Mother of the Fanta Nations in the central region of Ghana.
Now people were free. They could get on boats, and they came from fishing. They ate a lot of fish, which I went on a medical mission trip where I became a queen in 2015. Nana Afua Adesuwa I, Queen Mother of one of the Fanti Nations, Mankasim traditional area, central region of Ghana.
That's very good.
And what happens is they're near the coast of the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they get a lot of fish and eat fish, but in all of these villages, their blood pressure, their eyesight was so much better. No diabetes, no high blood pressure, and also with the village that I told you had the onyx stone of Gad in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. They were the healthiest community. We went to 8 towns in 8 days, theirs being the last. No high blood pressure, no diabetes, no cancer, no one needed eyeglasses, and their health was just amazing. And they said they eat only a biblical diet. So now you don't have to worry about being sold away, taken away from your family or friends. Here, the pinwheel, you saw there was a picture of a 2-year-old over there picking cotton. Many of the people here in McCormick grew up with their families working in the fields. One of our volunteers, Mr. Isaac Hardy, had never been in the front door of what is now our Chinese restaurant. So he came back looking as if he had had a Moses experience seeing God on the mountain with a plate of Chinese food. And I was saying, well, what happened? You know, did you meet your high school sweetheart over there? He said, no, I've never been in the front door. I always had to go in the back door before I left as a child. He's now 77 years old, and I'm trying to get more of his story mm-hmm. and his experiences, because we would not think you assume people grew up like you did. Mm-hmm. Here in America, there are places where there were no African Americans, no African people. Mm-hmm. There were no Asian people. Everyone was the same religion, mm-hmm. the same faith, the same occupation, farming, exactly. and no different. Mm-hmm. So people have no idea of segregation, the Ku Klux Klan, racism, and they grew up without it. Mm-hmm. Then they move into a city, and all of a sudden they get classified like, you racist.
Teresa talks further about how the quilts were displayed right in plain sight, as well as how slaves were transported without being seen.
The whole thing about being hidden in plain view is you could see them, just like the quilt that was down there. It was four or five of us standing there looking at the quilt. Only one lady could read the symbol. Hmm. So they put it out in plain view. Mm-hmm. It'd be on the bushes, on a clothesline. Nobody had washing machines or dryers, so every quilt in the country, whether it was a coated quilt or not, hung outside with the rest of them. Mm-hmm. So you were told what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Levi Coffin. So there might be four quilts out there, and one would be the quilt with the symbol and the message.
Correct. Okay. But because only the African people could do indigo, if that quilt had indigo or the orange dye that's on that textile from Ghana, and it's on that first quilt from 1845 to 1855. They knew that was an African-made quilt because those colors were in it, and they knew everybody couldn't make those colors, didn't know those colors, mm-hmm. you know, couldn't reproduce it. I brought the water, so I have the recipes for the dyes, but all four of the quilts that are on the wall, one is the breeches quilt, so if it was safe to go to that Underground Railroad station, and they had men's clothes. They could change you to look like the free, affluent African or white society. They could put the breeches quilt out, showing that it was safe to come to that house, and we have clothes.
And you have clothes for you to change into.
Correct. And the bow tie quilt next to it. The Sioux Bonnet Sioux shows the dresses and the hat. Many of the places, people say I sugarcoat slavery. It's not. I balanced history and slavery experience. But some of the slaves did have their heads shaved and their heads or faces were branded. With the Sioux Bonnet Sioux hat, you could cover up the head and the brim comes so far out, you could not see who was under there, whether they were black, white, whether their hair was done or not. Madam C.J. Walker, and there was a whole affluent society of black millionaires that were here. There were schools. We have 300 abolitionist societies and records here on people of all races and faiths that got people internationally out of slavery. So they wore beautiful dresses, the cathedral church with the Dresden plate window. If you take your car, if your car needs an engine, it's got to have certain machinery to lift that engine out the car and put it outside so it could be worked on. Mm-hmm. Many people don't have the strength to lift the engine or the equipment with the hoist. Some car places only do windows, oil changes, or tire changes, as with churches. Everybody did not have big bolt cutters. My neighbor let me borrow some bolt cutters one time. I did not have the strength to work the bolt cutters. So this cathedral church with the Dresden plate window, they had a man who had the bolt cutters and was strong enough to cut those chains from around your ankle.
And that symbol would be out when he was there.
If it's safe to come to the church.
If it's safe to come to the church now.
And someone's there who could cut the chains off, they could do it, yes. Mm-hmm. And so each of the patterns. Now, people that we know, like Wild Bill Hickok, we've heard his name with Westerns. He came from a father who was an abolitionist in Indiana. He had the fastest team of Kentucky horses. Put them down on the bottom part of the wagon, put a board across the top of them, the false bottom. That way, if it stuck with a pitchfork through hay or grain that was stacked on top, they hit the wooden board and would never touch the people hiding beneath. So it doesn't make a difference where you start. This is where you find out how far you can go and that the best years of your life are ahead of you.
Fascinating story. If you want to read more or see more, check out their website at plantationquilts.com. Coming up next is our Quarter Miles here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.